Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Okay, we're on with session 14 of Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
New season!
I suppose so.
It's a two-core.
Yeah. We were off last week because we started up the call and nobody really wanted to be there.
Yep. Guilty as charged.
Yeah, most people would rather have been sleeping, so...
I'd rather be hibernating.
Yeah, that's true. Always.
I'm awake.
That quest no longer exists.
Well, I'm sure it exists on some fan server.
Oh yeah, I guarantee you there's pre-Cataclysm servers.
I remember that quest being a full pain in the butt.
What quest are we talking about?
World of Warcraft. There was a quest in, like, the second tier Night Elf lands where you wake up a druid in bear form who's been hibernating, and you have to escort him, like, across the whole zone, but every 2 seconds he wants to lay back down and...
So you have to blow a horn?
Yeah.
And then he says things like, I'd rather be hibernating, or I'm awake.
Oh.
And it was a real pain in the ass quest. And then Cataclysm destroyed it.
I don't even think it was in the second part of the Night Elf Lands. I think you escorted him to the second part.
No, you escorted him to the third part.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I wasted my life. I played WoW since closed beta. Like, I'm well acquainted with that bullshit. Because the first Night Elf Lands was on the island. What was the second one? Darkshore?
I don't know.
But I could ask you shit about City of Heroes.
Yep.
For instance, what state is it in probably set in?
Rhode Island.
Despite being larger than Rhode Island. Okay. I should probably actually start the game. Spymaster Perlavish here to tell you all about what happened last time on Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Nothing.
Well, the big group of benders plus one weirdo who can't even control an element fought with each other a whole bunch. The quiet one with sound powers went and rescued the little windy one from the clutches of some creepy twins. Then the bunch of them actually worked as a team to abduct a fat nerd and got him to point the finger at the guy they already locked up. Victory, apparently.
Close
Thank
enough.
You. What the fuck
Thank
was
you.
That?
For that?
So who is this?
Who's Spymaster Perlavish?
So in the comments section last time, there was the accusation
God, fucking Perlavish.
That my announcer voice was the same as Perlavish, a little fairy dragon NPC from Kingmaker like 3 years ago.
I think maybe it was only 3 years ago. It seemed like forever ago.
Maybe. But the accusation was that they're the same voice.
They're slightly different.
They are. And they come in a different place. But I understand why. They're both kind of high and...
Nasally and...
Yeah, nasally and in a cadence in the same way that they seem... Like, old-time radio announcers seem to somehow emphasize every single word. Which, Perlavish also has that going along on,
yes.
Along with the random extension. So they might be similar, but I came to them from a different place because... I mean, the announcer is just a mimicry of an old-style radio announcer. Spymaster Perlavish, giving away my secrets here, is basically just a more nasally version of Maxwell Smart. from what the fuck was that show called?
Get Smart.
Yeah. Missed it by that much. But yes, Spymaster Perlavish was a beloved NPC from Kingmaker.
I don't know. I don't think any of the PCs beloved him.
And he was eventually appointed the Kingdom Spymaster, largely because he could make himself invisible at will.
Yes.
And agreed to be paid in taffy.
Blue taffy, especially.
Yes, especially the blue kind. So that's the background on that background.
Okay.
So, yeah, when we last left you, you had dumped off Ping. And skipping ahead a little while, Ping indeed testifies that he gave those documents to Li Huang. And Li Huang is convicted, essentially, of an act of terrorism against Republic City. Because justice moves fast in Republic City.
Well, when it wants to.
You were all called upon to, speak at this trial as witnesses. Although, you were very well coached.
I remain that I'm innocent.
Disagree. You get the death penalty.
No.
Is that when they throw the moldy potato in the compost heap?
No, that's when they fry it up and feed it to someone they don't like.
Why would you feed someone a moldy potato?
Someone you don't like.
Yeah, but moldy potatoes just kind of taste like dirt.
Someone you don't like.
Like Daloon?
No. No, everyone likes Daloon.
At fan best, favorite. You could claim that he is non-objectionable. Like vanilla. But if anyone says their favorite flavor is vanilla, they're a freak.
What? Vanilla is delicious.
I kind of like French vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla is delicious.
Well, I mean, at least French vanilla has a sharper flavor.
I guess, yeah.
What's wrong with vanilla?
Kevin, I think we're getting to the root of the problem.
Kevin's bland.
There's nothing wrong with vanilla. It is its own flavor.
Yes? Like,
there's a vanilla plant. And yes? It tastes delicious.
Did you know that they get the scent for perfumes for vanilla from the anal glands of beavers?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
So you're saying that you would walk into a Cold Stone Creamery, this episode sponsored by Cold Stone, and order yourself a vanilla milkshake?
Yeah, they probably have good vanilla there.
But there's all these
you
other flavors.
You make me sick.
Do you not think there's such a thing as good vanilla?
Oh, there is vanilla? Good vanilla, but there's all these better flavors.
Right. The correct answer is peanut butter. Or, at worst, peanut butter-based. Like some sort of peanut butter and chocolate.
I will say, yesterday at Newport Creamery, they've really improved their food, by the way.
Look.
Yesterday at Newport Creamery, I had...
You're confusing our sponsorship message here.
I had this, like, peanut butter crunch sundae. It was fucking delicious.
Notice how it wasn't vanilla.
Oh, no, I had vanilla ice cream in there.
Yes, but it also had a bunch of toppings on it.
Yes.
Correct.
That's the point. Yes, vanilla by itself is boring. Like Daloon.
No, it isn't. I'll tell you what's boring. Unflavored ice cream. Most people wouldn't even eat it.
It's just milk flavored, then.
I think it would just be milk flavored.
Like, probably milk and sweet.
Yeah, because there is a fair amount of sugar in ice cream,
yeah.
So.
I feel we got off track somewhere.
I'm guessing it's Kevin's fault.
I feel like we never approached the track.
I don't think so either.
Well, you guys were given a few days off after the trial. Is there anything particularly interesting that your characters did with your downtime?
Learn airbending more?
Teach who's her face to read.
Oh, yes, okay, yes,
that's a priority. That's a priority.
Look for an actual apartment.
I will learn some more.
Look for
using
a fake
the money
apartment
that I've gained.
You'd probably have better luck building yourself an apartment.
Yeah. Comically, I'm going to insist that I have not actually found one, so I'm still homeless, but
okay,
I've been looking.
Yeah, I'm also going to work on bikes, perhaps do go to or participate in some races.
Okay. Poe has been putting up flyers looking for people to join his pro-bending team.
I see. I might confront Poe about the money.
Is that a yes or a no?
Maybe.
Well, you have to choose one, yes or no.
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay. Then we will pick back up then.
I approach it tactfully.
Well.
Are you able to do that?
Yes.
You are...
Poe, what the fuck is this?
I'm going to take a step back from the Poe, what the fuck is this? To the before time. Flashback.
Okay.
It is several days after the trial. The day that you are supposed to go in and meet with Ronto. You are rising with the sun, as is airbender tradition.
Yeah. That's different than usual.
That's like 5:45 a.m.
Yes.
Not so bad.
Depending on the time of year.
Yes. Airbenders are very lazy during the winter.
I'm a farm girl. I rise with the sun all the time.
Yeah. Coming back in with the first boat, really the only passenger coming back, is Poe steps off wearing a full suit of new duds. Basically walking around like the cock of the walk. As you are getting up for your morning meditation. Kind of gives you a little wave. He looks tired.
Good morning, Poe. Where have you been all night?
Oh, you know, out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Exploring the wonders of Republic City. I interviewed a few people for my pro-bending team. I don't know if they have what it takes to run with me, though.
Mm-hmm. So, Poe, I'm concerned about something.
I'm surprised. You've never... Alright, you might as well go on.
Okay. Before we left to go to Fei Yu, I noticed that you had a surprisingly large amount of money with you in your bag.
So you were going through my bag?
No, you brought it out.
So you were looking in my bag without my permission?
It was in plain view. So yes.
Okay. So you admit the invasion of my privacy. And because we're brothers, I'll forgive you.
Poe, where did you get that money from?
I've been working. You've been gone a long time. I picked up some jobs, and I saved my money because I knew I was coming out to Republic City.
I really wish I could believe that.
Okay, then good morning. I'm going to bed.
But I can't.
End of come. Well, that's on you. You can't blame me for your shortcomings.
Please tell me you didn't steal it from our parents. Please tell me you're not part of some criminal activity.
Which one do you want me to not tell you first?
I want you to not lie to me, Poe.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
No, Poe. Please. answer my question. Where did you get that money from?
I didn't steal from our parents. First of all, do you think how much money do you think they have?
Not that much.
Okay.
That would be their entire life savings.
So unless I stole un-money from them. Let me put your mind at ease. I did not rob their poverty.
They weren't impoverished. We live in the middle ring. Not middle. Center, whatever it's called. Middle.
Middle, I believe.
Ring. Yeah.
They certainly were not enjoying the finer things in life.
Oh, no. That's only for the inner ring people.
Uh-huh, and that's where I'm going. Eventually. For now, I'm going to sleep.
You're involved with some sort of criminal activity, aren't you?
How many kidnappings have you committed? I mean, who can say what a criminal is? You're certainly a criminal in Feiyu. But you're a hero here.
Correct.
So much the same way.
Because whatever criminal acts I did in Feiyu were under orders from the President of Republic City.
So if Prince Wu told me to do something, it'd be okay.
In the Earth Kingdom, yes.
Your argument doesn't make any sense. The things you did for President Ryko weren't within Republic City.
No.
Or the United Republic at all.
No, what we did certainly was not okay in Feiyu. However, since we live in Republic City and have our allegiance to Republic City, we actually don't care. Or maybe we do. I don't know. I don't. Gotta separate your moralities, you know?
I do know. Currently done.
Look. All I know is that getting tied up in criminal activities is dangerous, Poe.
Do you even remember, like, a week back when you brought me to a building that we blew a wall out of and there were a bunch of guys?
Okay, yes, that was dangerous.
But you weren't alone that time.
Okay, deep breath. Think hard about what you want to say. And then keep it to yourself because I don't care. I have zero interest in being lectured by you.
Yes, I can gain that. I can ascertain that. I knew that before I started doing it.
Okay, great. You're picking up what I'm putting down. I do not care what you think about how I live my life anymore.
I am worried
about
you. I am
done trying to find your approval. Because guess what?
It's not about Poe, it's not about approval. It's about I'm worried about you. I don't want you getting caught up in some stuff.
You caught me up in some stuff.
It's stuff sanctioned by the President of Republic City.
It's good stuff. So are wars.
Republic City only joined that war at the last possible moment because we're getting attacked.
Okay. Maybe you need to amplify your ears or something. Let me make it very plain. I could never win Mom and Dad's approval. I could never win your approval.
What?
So do you know what I started caring about?
You mean you could never win Mom and Dad's approval? I'm the one who could never win their approval.
Oh, they please. Won't... Everybody knew you were the favorite.
What?
Eldest child. Oh, DeLune's so studious. He's going to do great things someday. He's an
when
amazing cook.
That?
He's going to cook for the royal family.
Did they only say that stuff when I was gone?
Probably. Didn't want you to get an ego. Didn't work.
Oh. Ooh. I don't have an
ego. Sorry.
You don't have an ego? You just think you know what's best for everyone?
No, I don't think I know what's best for everyone.
Just but me, then? Should I feel special?
I'm just concerned that my little brother's getting involved in bad things, and they might, you know... They might come back to bite you.
Your concern is your business.
If you ever need
yourself to death if you want.
If you ever need help, you can come to me.
Yeah, delightful, in case I want another lecture.
No. whatever. I guess you can make your own bad decisions. Go on with your life.
Well, we can't all be weird monks.
No, we can't. It's not for everyone.
I'll be up in time for a meeting. Don't worry. I know how to make my own decisions.
Out of character, when's our meeting?
Noon.
Okay.
He walks inside to the men's dormitory.
Ugh. I say, and then I continue meditating, thinking about it. I meditate.
So Kevin, frustrated. What's your relationship with your brother?
Oh, yeah. What is your, like, official relationship with him?
Hold on, what did I put it down as?
Also, thinking about is that is the exact opposite of meditating.
Yes. That's true. That's why I said I meditate frustratedly.
Yeah.
So you just kind of look like you're constipated, right?
Yes.
But it's really quiet.
So you can't hear his tuts and sighs?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the relationship?
Kevin never figured it out, even though I expressly told him to several weeks ago.
It seems not antagonistic, but like... What's the, Oh, good. Connection. Kevin's also looking at it.
I am.
That makes sense.
It actually seems like it's rivalry.
Volatile.
Volatile?
I don't think it's really rivalry.
What? It is kind of a love-hate sort of deal.
One day you're thick as thieves, another day you're...
No, my relationship is with my father. It's Guardian.
I knew it was with your father. I also assumed it was volatile.
Yeah, I did assume it was volatile, but Guardian? I mean, considering the explosions you had in the first few sessions, made me think volatile.
Go on.
No, okay. I mean, it can be volatile, but I just figured that sure, why not? I have emotional blowouts all the time, apparently.
You really do.
You did, at least in the first, like, 5 sessions.
You're like some tweenage high school girl. Or not tweenage high school girl. Tweenage middle
schooler. Boy, it's almost as though I have a family who has spoiled the shit out of me throughout my entire life.
Hey, Kevin, you can take a moxie.
Okay. Cool.
I'm also thinking I'm going to change his relationship to you as volatile.
What did you have?
It used to be hooked on you because he wanted your attention and approval.
Ah.
But I think he's past that. And is now moved on to a stage of fuck all y'all.
Yeah.
I'm Poe. I do what I want.
I mean, I could just walk up to him and say, I sense great fear in you. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
You could. You could say that. It wouldn't make any sense, but...
Because I wouldn't be sensing fear in him.
You learn how to.
Ooh, I sense attachment. That's the butt. Buddy of jealousy.
Especially say it, we're using butt buddy.
You would have said it.
Jesus. I need a chair and a whip to control this group.
Are you saying we're lions?
We're not going to maul you.
I might maul you. I have in the past.
Yes.
Okay. So meeting?
Yeah. Is anyone else doing anything before the meeting?
I wish to make a series of bad decisions on a mountain.
What would that be?
What exactly are your bad decisions?
Let's see. Go up alone and in a place where my cell phone doesn't work. Without any water.
While being terrified of mountains?
No, bears.
Yeah, that was a series of bad decisions you definitely made in the past.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Man, my place is not on mountains.
No.
I also remember in the car ride down, we had to...
I had to cover my head so I yeah. couldn't see.
When you were facing a cliff.
I'm terrified of heights. So mountains are not my place.
I just want to reiterate, that was your idea.
I think it was a pretty cool thing.
It looked short on the
map.
I didn't realize there was a half-mile ascent.
We were on a mountain.
Also, going to the mountain was your idea.
Huh?
I think it was pretty cool of him to try and conquer his fear like that.
Well, I did actually make it all the way, but... ugh.
And then we made sure that you had a Gatorade when you got back.
I have never drunk a Gatorade faster. It was $4, true. But it was so worth it.
Okay, moving on. Meeting. Poe is there first because he's trying to prove something to you guys.
No, I was there before. Always show up 20 minutes early.
I live there, so.
Okay.
Flying in as usual.
I move in. I live there now.
Okay. Yeah, well. Zohar and Soma and Poe are there when Sekhfa flies in with Mwaymway, I assume bringing Dalun with her.
I guess.
And it's pretty much obvious to everyone when Dalun and Poe kind of look at each other that there is some hostility going on.
Some tension that we could cut with a knife?
Yes.
I kind of elbow Zohar and just sort of make like a knife cutting motion.
I do my best not to glare at him, but fail.
Instead, you're just glaring at him, your eyes narrowed, like shaking your fist.
Actually punches.
And then I say, tonight.
Tonight is the
but
night.
I don't actually do that. I do none of that. Aww. I do glare at him a little though.
So are we gonna go
so
inside?
So are we inside, or?
Yeah. I assumed you gathered up outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're like at the entrance.
Well, we were waiting for everyone.
Yep.
I clapped my hands.
Hello, everyone.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Hello.
I hope everyone had a really nice vacation.
Hmm.
I didn't. I'm still homeless.
Cool.
You should try getting a home. Homes
I couldn't find a good one.
Did you look over by where all the spirit vines are? Things are probably really cheap over there.
Just look at some place that wasn't a tent.
All those buildings are condemned.
That sounds like free to me.
I kind of didn't have enough money.
Have you tried doing jobs?
This is a job?
Yes,
it?
But it's the pay isn't as steady as other jobs.
This is
the pay is pretty
best,
good, though, considering we're putting life and limb on the line. How much do we get paid? Is it a lot? Probably
no,
not enough.
It is not.
What the fuck?
You're an air person. You don't fuck give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like, you don't need money.
Yeah, you have, you know, a home and food.
Ah, what's the communism? It doesn't mean I don't like nice things.
But yes, it does. You're required to not like nice things.
Nope.
It's part of your religion.
Nope. Deep down, I still like nice.
I head to the office and knock.
Yeah, I was also going to say, I figured we were going inside as we were having this conversation.
Come in!
I enter.
Boy, that sounds curt.
He always sounds curt.
True. It
would be his name if it weren't Ronto.
Yeah.
Have a seat. Hope giving you folks some time off didn't make you soft, because you got work to do.
My eyes light up because money.
Work is good.
So what is the work?
Fabio's Bending Brothers. You're from Ba Sing Se, right?
Correct.
Well, I'll give you one guess where you're going.
Northern Water Tribe.
Fire Nation.
Huh? I thought it would be Bossing Say.
That's why you're the smart one, Sekfa.
I start clapping loudly.
Because she's not old enough to use sarcasm yet?
Because she's smart enough to know it's not welcome.
We're going to Bossing Say!
Why are you excited about that? Bossing Say is a shithole.
Only from my description, jeez.
And Deluna said it's amazing.
To be fair, only two rings of Bossing Say are a shithole.
Haven't things gotten chaotic in the inner ring, though?
Oh, yeah.
Since the queen died and, like, everything went to hell?
Sorry, yeah, like, you're right. The whole place is a shithole.
Wait, did Kavira do something over there, too, though?
Yeah, that was, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so it got messed up, and then a dictator came through. I haven't been there since. It's probably re-education camps or some crap.
Didn't those already exist?
But wouldn't the nobility still exist, meaning that all the architecture and all of the, you know, stores and all the attractions and tea houses?
And all the people rioting in the anarchy when the queen died?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the nobility that weren't dragged out into the street and ended have spent much of their time bickering with each other rather than actually solving problems. You know, like nobility. Yeah, like
nobility. So what are we doing there then?
You might remember a little incident back in Feiyu involving the Dai Li.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And yes, my face immediately falls.
Well, I don't know if you're up on Earth Kingdom cultural police news, but Bossing Say is where the Dai Li come from.
Mm-hmm.
They're based there, they're trained there, and they're dispatched from there. Now, Prince Wu has made it very clear that he did not authorize any activities in Feiyu, and the new head of the Dai Li agrees. That begs the question, is he lying to us? Is there someone else pulling the strings? Is there a rogue group of Dai Li out there?
Are there just people putting on Dai Li clothing and pretending they're Dai Li?
You tell me, did they fight like Dai Li?
I've never fought one other than those.
They advertise on the radio dramas.
They do have the signature rock fist things.
Yeah. Well, I imagine any idiot that can earthbend could do that.
Stories. I don't think so.
Oh, can you do that?
I've never really tried. I'm not an idiot. But no, I don't need to bite the Dai Li style. I've got my own.
I shrug.
Right. Anyway, Bossing Say. Meet with Prince Wu. Find out about the Dai Li. Find out where these guys came from. Because if there is... Well... Whatever the source of these Dai Li, that problem runs a lot deeper than some abductions in Feiyu we don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we flying to the palace?
I nod. We're going to meet with the prince!
Yes! I haven't met him before.
Oh, and maybe we can stop by Poe and Balloon's place. If they live in the middle ring, but their parents are there.
Hmm.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Why? It's been a while since I've seen Mom and Dad.
Uh-huh. Well, you can do whatever you want.
Something wrong there, Poe?
Hmm.
Oh, well, why don't we talk about it later? For now, we have to prepare to leave.
Hmm.
Alright, we should pack.
Mm-hmm. I go into my tent and immediately walk back out with my jug, and that's it.
Don't you want, like, clothes or food?
Have you seen me wearing anything else for the past 3 weeks?
Gross.
Oh, wait, yes. I wash it. Just
every
day.
Are you naked when you wash it?
No, I have my binder on.
When do you wash that?
When does that get washed?
After I've washed my regular clothes.
She never gets naked, people.
Okay.
She's a never nude.
Hmm. I remember that option on The Sims.
Taking showers in a bathing suit.
Yeah, that's all my stuff is on Air Temple Island in a bag ready to go. So we just need to stop back there.
Okay.
Wait, ready to go already?
My apartment.
Were you planning on moving out?
I have to find my own place eventually. And you told me quite explicitly not to wear out my welcome. And since some of the monks are starting to get bitchy at me, I'd say my welcome's worn out.
Ooh, that sucks.
At least you're aware of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's only one, but he's really on my case.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the leader one?
No, it's...
No, he's talking about me.
Oh. Huh.
Okay, awkward.
Well, should we meet at Air Temple Island?
Do we get to ride Wimwe?
If you want to.
Yay!
Right. So we'll meet at Air Temple Island in like an hour or so.
Yeah, I grab my shit and get to Air Temple Island somehow.
I take longer because really I pack it. Shit because I actually have a home.
You don't have to rub it in.
Yes, I do.
I have a question. I have a question about the Avatar universe. Okay. All their animals are mixtures of two animals. Are all their plants mixtures of two plants?
No.
I don't think so. I think it was only specified to be animals. And, of course, you know, the one bear that was the bear.
Yes, that.
That,
that was
freak.
A very special bear. That was Bosco. Because I was wondering if there was, like, what they had for drugs. Is it, like, cocopium? That'd be the worst. A downer and an upper.
Yeah, I remember being linked to IP Bible, like, long time ago. But I only remember it's justified for animals.
So was there an actual point to that question?
I was wondering if there was cocopium.
What's that?
So no.
Cocaine and opium at the same time.
In one plant.
And you could make cocopium cola out of it.
Yeah. It'd be great. Except
well, I'm thinking about this and I hate it.
So I pack my things and ride my bike to Air Temple Island.
Shrug it off.
My packing process is really short. I don't have much to even bring.
I bring my traditional airbender, earthbender clothes.
Ooh.
Well, Earth Kingdom clothes, not earthbender. Because I'm not one of those.
Are they different?
I'm assuming they have some sort of green theme to them.
I think the earthbender ones are a bit more green.
I think usually their clothes tend to be kind of green and beige.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I imagine Seth has one dress to be like tan with like light green accents.
Yeah, like green and beige.
Yeah, definitely tan and green. Because that's the thing.
Because Earth Kingdom is bland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, most of it seems to be some sort of desert, so...
Yeah. It does have the Gobi Desert in there.
So I meet up with the people on Air Temple Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone ready?
Oh, man. Oh,
yes.
Man. Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
Yes, I pack up my motorcycle and, you know, get my stuff on the Sky Bison.
Huh. Hmm.
So, while you're packing up your shit, Poe walks out without his bag. So, something came up. I can't go with you.
You okay?
I'm fine. I just... There's a tryout for a team that I can't afford to miss.
Oh.
I thought you were forming your own team.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to at least get my name out there. Maybe I'll even meet some people at the tryout.
Hmm. You sure you're not just scared to go back to Bossing Say for some reason?
I'm not scared of Bossing Say.
Okay.
I'm scared of the people in Bossing Say.
No, and I'm not scared of you. And anytime you want me to prove that, you can bring it on.
That's not what I'm getting at. Whatever. Just good luck with your tryout and stay safe.
Have
yeah,
fun.
Good luck with your fighting the Dai Li, I guess.
Or something, yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
Why?
Because you're... I like
fighting
because
the Dai Li.
I like fighting, and I like the Dai Li, and I like Bossing Say.
Why do you like the Dai Li?
Yeah.
Because they're tough.
Oh, okay, so when I go onto your Facebook, I'll just see, like, likes, fighting, Dai Li, Bossing Say. Those three.
Well,
I've never been
so...
to Bossing Say.
Yeah,
you
Bossing
told
Say
me so much about it.
Is a shithole.
I don't know. When I described the city to your father, I believe, well, and my opinions on the city, I believe he responded with, "That's the saddest thing I've ever heard."
It was pretty sad. Also, I'm pretty sure they hate women in Bossing Say.
Yeah. As long as you know your place.
That was years ago.
Why do you think that?
Because the Earth Kingdom is the most backwards in female rights?
Yes.
Followed by the Northern Water Tribe.
Followed, she says.
Well, it's, you know, Earth Kingdom worse than the Northern Water Tribe. Fire Nation was probably one of the more progressive with women. Because there were Fire Nation soldiers that were women.
Mm-hmm. They also had women as heads of state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but that's royalty.
Still counts.
It's a lineage thing. No, no.
Oh, you're no fun. Let's go!
Hmm. Okay. Yep, yep.
So Poe's definitely afraid of something in Bossing Say, right?
Yes.
Doesn't have to be afraid of it. It could be something he doesn't want to face. Not to be afraid of something to not want to face it.
Like the thing that's got Dallun really pissed off at him?
I don't know.
I'm concerned, okay?
Oh, well, because it was kind of written all over your face. Yeah, you looked really mad.
Well, the way he reacted to my concern is what angered me.
Did you do that thing that I usually do that pisses people off when talking about things?
Are you sure?
It's not condescending.
What?
Is that it? Wait, which thing are we talking about?
Where I just bring it up and try to confront people directly about it without any tact?
No, I definitely threw in a little tact.
Are you sure?
Yes, at the very least, a light sprinkling.
Did you break into his room at all?
No.
Okay, enough tact for me, I guess.
I didn't break into his room, I merely... I'm not talking about it with you guys. I don't want to violate his trust by gabbing.
Okay, but if you're worried, then maybe we should be worried too. I mean, Poe is our friend. Ish?
Yeah.
Poe's our friend, right? Seems kind
yes?
of obnoxious.
You're
but...
the one that thinks he's creepy.
He is creepy, but he's not evil.
Maybe. No, I don't think he's evil.
That's good, I guess.
Although I think he's desperate and making bad decisions. Looking for an easy way out.
So what's the plan when we get to the city?
He's probably going to brief us on the situation.
Well, if we murder every Dai Li agent, then problem solved, right?
Wait, why are we murdering people?
Oh, that's right. Anyone.
Yeah, I thought Air Nation was supposed to be pacifists.
There is no war in Ba Sing Se.
So they're pacifists. They pacifist through people.
That was terrible. You should feel bad about yourself.
I never do.
You really should learn how to feel bad about yourself. It would probably help you.
Guys, the Dai Li would like you to know that you've been invited to Lake Logai. Because so, there is no more in Ba Sing Se.
Nick. This goes back a few episodes, but I believe that I had a conversation with Druid about the Dai Li.
Yes.
And I'm trying to remember that conversation because I can't find my notes for it anywhere.
Through some sort of divination using Shoku, he determined that the source of the Dai Li attack was a woman in Ba Sing Se.
Okay. So
I believe his speculation was that it was a rival noble. But again,
more specifically the cousin of Principal, I believe.
Yes. Well, I think most rivals.
He said his belief was that it was Rume La, a distant relative of the old Earth Queen, the presumed heir to the throne if anything happened to Prince Wu.
Okay.
Well, that's suspicious all in itself.
But again, he arrives at this conclusion through divination by Pigmouse.
I happen to like my Pigmouse, so I trusted it. Also, Druid's been right about basically everything. And that's terrifying.
You fly to Ba Sing Se.
Yeah.
You pass over the outer ring and the middle ring.
How much of a shithole is it?
Yeah, what does it look like looking down?
It isn't terrible, actually. It looks like the place has been cleaned up and kind of modified significantly in Kuvira's short time.
See? I told you guys. Look, it's really pretty.
I wouldn't call all of that pretty.
No, but yeah. I mean, there's no riots in the streets and nothing's on fire and...
Yeah, in fact, it's kind of...
really big.
Looks better than I remember.
It's kind of Soviet blocky, and then, like, there's a lot of generic-looking buildings that were...
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it looks kind of bland.
Yeah. Like, there's a
also
big...
Also, it uses Nazi architecture.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Swastikas everywhere.
There's just, like, a big bunch of cement block houses.
You'd think a place with earthbenders could make better, you know, stone architecture than this.
It looks like earthbenders, not artists.
Aren't some earthbenders artists with their bending?
Yeah, but not the ones who built those.
I was going to say, it seems like earthbending would be the art that's... Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever seen an ice sculpture from the Northern Water Tribe. It's pretty cool, but not like stone statue.
Well, if you're a waterbender, couldn't you just keep it frozen? With your bending?
Yeah, it kind of requires some concentration, though. So contests tend to be really temporary or, you know, only a thing in the actual north. In the south, there's a little too much snow and not enough ice.
The center ring seems like an interesting mix of the kind of opulent palaces and homes that it was before, and some of these new weird prefab buildings and Kuvira like metal and stone structures.
Kuvira era.
Huh.
I hope that's what they start calling it 100 years from now.
Don't they call it Nazi architecture?
The Rivera era.
The Earth Queen's garden is pretty much obliterated.
That was a nice garden. She didn't let anyone stroll through it.
Except herself, I'm assuming?
No, she never did that.
Well, I'm sure she would have allowed herself to.
Yes, definitely.
A small piece of it was fenced off as a park, the center of which has a big metal Earth Empire symbol in it.
Guess I'm landing there!
You know, if we weren't here on official business, I'd say that isn't really a good idea.
People stop and watch as you land. It's not every day they see a sky bison, even in the inner ring.
Welp, we're in the center ring. I have no idea where I am.
Aren't we going to go see the prince?
I guess. Palace is that way. I pointed the palace.
It's the one that looks all palace-y.
Shouldn't we be landing at the palace then?
Oh, yeah. That would be a good idea. Yep, yep.
Yeah, they actually have airfields attached to it.
And I guess I'll go towards what seems to be the entrance of the
palace. We have seen that they literally have airfields at the palace.
Yes. You fly the short distance to the palace and land.
The, 20 feet.
I'm excited.
There are some guards there. In fact, a Dai Li walks down the massive set of stairs in front of the palace towards you.
Off the air, bison.
In the long green robes and the conical hat. He's wearing the gloves, kind of hands tucked behind him as he approaches.
I'm going to stay back a little bit.
He's not threatening. He's merely Prince Wu's personal guard.
Wait, but you told me that the Dai Li that were the people, the bad people that kidnapped you during the night.
Depends on who's
controlling them. No, that was me, and that was at a different time.
Huh?
That wasn't this particular Dai Li.
Well, no. I also told of being hunted down by them because they did that. They hunted down the airbenders. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that was right a while ago.
Yeah, that was years ago, right?
Yeah.
Indeed, a regrettable chapter in our history.
Hmm.
Dai Li agent kind of lifts up his hat a bit and looks up at you on the sky bison.
I have slid off the sky bison.
But sorry to change the rules. Sky bison.
But you all talk very loud.
Hmm. But times change with the rulers, am I right?
Indeed, and we've gone through several since then.
Speaking of which, we are here from Republic City. We wish to speak with Prince Wu.
I believe he's expecting us.
We're a crack team of investigators, he called in. No, I'm just kidding.
We're here on behalf / by the order of President Raiko.
You're expected.
Oh, excellent.
I would suggest you keep any particulars about your mission to yourself. Prince Wu and his attendant have been very mum on the subject.
Ah, okay. I'm just an airbender. Like that?
Well, I mean, we're still expected, so there is that.
I'm from here.
Well, we could always just say it's some sort of diplomatic thing with the Republic City.
Sure.
This way. Walks you to the bottom of the staircase and then slides the whole platform up the stairs.
Huh.
This is nice.
Swanky. It's like an elevator.
Mm.
It's exactly an elevator.
Yes, it is. You're right.
It's more of an escalator.
Powered by
people. I was about to say, it's more like an escalator, but I don't know if escalators exist.
I didn't want to take the chance. I figured elevators existed, like dumb waiters and stuff like that, but
elevators can go sideways.
I mean, they both do, you know, elevate the platform that they're.
No,
know.
One escalates.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference.
They're synonymous.
No, the biggest difference is that, as we all know, when an escalator breaks down, it becomes stairs.
Uh-huh.
This doesn't.
Well, unless it breaks down in a part where it moves super fast.
Shouldn't
then it...
escalator going down be a de-escalator?
Yes.
I'm going to assume that was...
How incredibly profound.
Yes.
I figure the Daily agents probably have the weirdest conversations while they're just all standing there.
No, probably
forced
not.
To do
they're
nothing
probably
all day.
Not ridiculous like we are.
Oh, they're I forced to imagine, do like nothing all day. Would just like be stoic and quiet.
No. Yeah, they're probably supposed to be like stoic and quiet.
Yeah, they're stoic and quiet like right up until what do you call it? Everybody else isn't around.
I feel they have, like, a break room for that kind of stuff.
The Dialy Agent break room. I like this idea.
Well,
Dialy Agent pot circle. You are escorted through the massive doors of the throne room. Are any of you pro-bending fans or, I guess, followers of Avatar news?
I probably...
No.
Not really.
I figure that Soma is a pro-bending fan.
Okay.
I used to be. Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You see, there is kind of a few guards who run up and down the aisles of the throne room leading up to the throne, where you see Prince Wu, who is a very public figure. I mean, probably all of you have seen him in a paper at some point. He looks like a wuss. Standing a little bit next to him is a tall man with kind of spiked black hair and a very somber brown uniform with some green trim. Soma and Zahar recognize him, if from nowhere else, as Mako of the Fire Ferrets.
Okay.
Prince Wu calls out, "Guards, you may leave." And they quickly give you the room, shutting the doors behind them, leaving just the group of you, Prince Wu, and Mako.
Since Hello? When does Prince Wu start since when did Prince Wu start employing pro-benders?
You could ask him.
Seems really rude.
I didn't say it wouldn't be. Hello, Prince Wu.
Hi. So I understand that you think that there's some sort of shenanigans going on under my very nose. Or maybe you're accusing my royal personage of being a liar.
No, I don't think either of those things are true, your... Is it Majesty?
Yes.
Majesty?
Well, your kingdom is quite massive, and I'm sure there's a lot to keep track of. And the history of this place, well, more recent, has been quite chaotic, as I'm sure you know. And that perhaps someone has taken some Daili, or their people... dressing up like Daili and understand some of their fighting styles and have been doing things at least in Feiyu.
Yeah, while we were out there, we ran into a group of Daili agents who had been abducting people.
Yeah, they tried to abduct me.
A lot of the engineers that worked for Wei Fang. So, while we're not accusing anybody, we thought it would be a good idea to bring it to the attention of the people in power in Ba Sing Se.
We're saying perhaps there's someone else who's doing it that's not you. Hello, I'm an airbender.
I think he's nervous.
Mako is writing things down. He leans over to Wu and whispers something. Well, what do you propose to do about it?
We'd like for you to launch an internal investigation.
Well, we kind of had a different opinion. Right, Mako? Yes, okay. We were thinking that you would launch an internal investigation. Externally?
I think it would be an external investigation.
Yes. I think if we were to do that, it would be really, really bad.
Why do you say that?
We don't know the structure of your government.
So it seems like every time we launch an internal, internally external investigation.
Anytime we launch an investigation, we're kind of
violent and incompetent.
Like, if you wanted to put on a shoe by shooting it out of the cannon.
I don't know the nuances of your politics.
Violent and incompetent.
Why is everyone yelling?
Emphasis.
Because the louder we talk, the smarter people think we are.
No, I don't think that's true.
Okay, I'm a little confused right now.
Me too.
I was told the president was sending you to help with this investigation.
Yes. Okay, answer, question us. Who could possibly give the Dai Li orders?
That's not you.
Yes.
Well...
If you insist you're not a suspect, that is.
Why would the prince be a suspect? He's an ally of Republic City! Wait, that's right.
Mako speaks up. And why would a suspect say that they are?
That's exactly what a suspect would not.
No.
Hello, no. I'm an airbender. I'm from here.
Okay.
He doesn't deal well with people.
Are you one of the ones we helped out? Who's captive of the Earth Queen?
No, I escaped that.
Oh, you escaped on your own?
I forget. No, I was never caught. I'm Wily.
You just said...
You Wily did Drozdoff. Just say you escaped.
Yeah, I escaped their grasp.
He doesn't really talk to new people.
Listen, regardless of who talks to who, were you not sent here to insist in the investigation?
Yes.
Yes.
Then why did you just tell me that you're all dangerous and incompetent and shouldn't be trusted with an investigation?
I didn't say that.
So that you understand what you're getting into.
Yeah, our past successes have really been more...
We are not selling ourselves well.
Our past successes have really been more a series of dumb mistakes that somehow ended up positively.
Then why would I ever trust you with an investigation?
Because we're upfront.
Yeah, we're really honest about it.
Extremely honest. I'm an airbender.
That's not really a quality we look for in spies.
Well, we do have a lead.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
Airbenders aren't allowed to lie.
Have you ever heard of somebody named Rume Lan?
My cousin? Yes.
Yeah, I figured you would have. So, I'm not saying that she might be behind everything, but we do have reason to...
Isn't that what you're saying?
I personally have reason to believe that she might be connected to the recent string of abductions by the Dai Li.
Please tell us.
Why do you believe that?
I have an anonymous tip that I'm not really allowed to reveal the identity of.
When did you learn this?
Well, you guys were all thinking I was dangerous and incompetent.
Oh, well, I know who it is. There's only one person it could be.
So, the actual person we're here to investigate is Rume Lan. And really, anybody who's a member of the royal family that might have access to ordering the Dai Li around. Obviously, you're not a suspect, because you're an ally of Republic City and you seem really interested in the idea of a democratic government.
Yeah, why do you want to investigate my cousin? She's never done anything. She's a delicate little thing.
But what if she did this?
My God.
Wouldn't that shatter your impression of her?
Because we don't want to investigate just her. We just want to start with her.
Anybody imagine your impression has already been shattered.
So why is she a delicate little flower?
Anybody who's a member of the royal family that has access to the Dai Li could have conceivably done this. And she's not the only suspect, but she's the only one we have a lead on right now.
Well, I'm pretty much, me and her are the only direct royal family left. There's some nobles who are arguing about the line of ascension, but that's, you know, we don't know. In answer to the question you asked a while ago and then seemed to have lost interest in, who commands the Dai Li other than me?
Yes.
The head of the Dai Li. He was appointed very recently when I got back from a public city, and his name is Gao.
How recently?
Since he got back to Boston.
When was that? What?
A month ago? Month and a half?
When did we do the first
phase? Month ago? Month and a half?
No, less than that.
Yeah,
a couple weeks.
It's been 2 weeks.
Yes. Is it possible that orders that were in place before him were still being carried out?
I don't know. As far as I'm aware, Kuvira didn't use the Dai Li at all.
Hmm.
I wonder why.
It's because she was a bitch.
Probably because she was using superpower cannons.
Seems like she could train the Dai Li to use the superpower cannons.
It's because she was a bitch.
It's because they were loyal to the royalty and not her.
Yeah, that's probably it, too.
I know that out of character, but in character, I don't know that.
So what do you want to do now?
Well, we can either... I guess we're going to have to ask him about the agents that were found.
Well, do we have any information about those agents?
Any information that we could access, we probably would get arrested for trying to find.
Right. Well, if you want to talk to Gao, he is in the ballroom currently.
Could I ask you if you have any theories on why there were Dai Li or people acting like Dai Li in Feiyu?
From what I know, they were probably fakes. I don't know what they were doing there. Maybe they were just kidnappers holding for ransom and trying to throw off the trail.
Well, it seems a little weird, though. If they were kidnappers trying to throw off the trail, then they must have been very well trained in how the Dai Li fight, because they did all the things you hear about on the radio dramas and stuff. You know, the stone fist thing, and they had the uniforms, and... No? Am I really the only one who listens to radio?
No, I love radio dramas.
Oh.
So, how accurate are they to what the Dai Li are actually like?
Pretty accurate, I guess.
I mean, we fought some.
Well, we fought some people who were masquerading as the Dai Li.
Maybe.
I could really that theory.
They were extremely convincing.
They were really tough. I don't think that they're...
Has there been any Dai Li agents that have left the Dai Li?
Does anyone else know how to use the rock hand thing?
I think
I'm presuming any decent earthbender could learn that.
No, it's special training.
These are questions to ask Gao.
Okay.
All right.
And so we have an audience with Gao.
He's in the ballroom right now.
I'm pretty sure we actually walked past him to get in here.
So where is the ballroom? I've never been in a palace before.
To get
never
in
been
here.
In the royal palace? Didn't they take you on tours as a kid?
Me? I lived in Republic City all my life.
I'm from the Southern Water Tribe.
I lived in Ba Sing Se for 25 years, and this is my first time being in here. First time being in the inner ring.
You should have come here much earlier. It's really nice here.
So, can we take a tour later?
Sure.
Can we take the tour now?
No, we need to talk to...
Mako, when they're ready, take them on a tour. I barely know my way around.
Right. No, that sounds about right.
Right. When we're done here, Mako, you take the tour, and then Mako will take you on the tour.
Thank you.
Better bring a notebook. Oh, wait, you already have one.
Oh, ballroom. Down that way, all the way at the end of the hall.
Okay.
Right. So we go there, and presumably Gao is going to be there, just kind of chilling around being a Dai Li, right? Is that like a categorical thing you can do? Like, you're just, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just being a Dai Li.
All right. I head to the ballroom following his directions.
I
end up in a bathroom.
I end up in the ballroom because I don't mysteriously go into bathrooms.
You really should have said when you hit the bathroom, we've gone too far.
Is this a way of you saying, hold on a second, bio break?
No,
what if I want to use the bathroom? Have I gone too far then?
Then you're not going for the ballroom?
No, I'm going to the ballroom.
I'm there, Nick. I'm there.
Okay. You walk down the hall to the grand ballroom. It is indeed grand. It looks like it's being set up for some sort of concert or something. There's like a big upright bass propped in one corner, a collection of instruments. It's being cleaned and decorated. And overseeing all of it is a man who is technically in a Dai Li robe. You can say that about him. His figure is best described as Santa Clausian. Huh. Just a big jolly
full of jelly.
Yeah.
Santa Clausian.
With big curly hair on top coming out from his traditional Dai Li conical hat. And he is directing someone who's hanging streamers. No. Higher on the left side. Yep. Perfect. Just like that.
What was his name again?
Gao.
Gao? I head toward him. Excuse me, Gao is it?
Yeah, so you're the caterers.
No.
No, I'm an airbender.
Okay.
He's behind you, by the way.
Would we be able to have a moment of your time? Speak in private?
Really busy.
I suppose. Is this some sort of air temple thing?
Well, I'm not an airbender.
I am.
Hey, two airbenders. Two airbenders.
Are there any piles of money around?
There are not.
Nope, just streamers.
Can I ask what this is about?
The Dai Li?
Well, a lot of my meetings are about that.
How do we say this to him? What do we even say? hi. We're from Republic City. We're here on orders from...
President Ryko to investigate a weird happening that occurred a few weeks ago.
The Feiyu thing.
Yeah, it seems like there were some abductions occurring in Feiyu that were being conducted by Dai Li agents.
Oh, terrible business.
At the very least, people
dressed up as Dai Li agents.
Like Dai Li agents.
Most definitely fighting like Dai Li agents as well.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the kegs arrived for the concert. Think we'd better test it out, you know, make sure that it's fit for the prince.
Okay.
What if it's poison?
Then we're poisoned?
Then we all die?
Depends.
I think
on
he's
the
inviting us to have a drink with him.
Yes.
I'm not sure if we like.
Yeah.
I'd like it.
He walks over to the keg, taps it, pours himself a big frosty mug.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, he pours a mug for you. Anyone else?
Sure.
I'm all set, thank you.
She's too young.
There.
I'll tell you what, little lady, we've got some juice here that I'm sure is just impeccable.
Oh.
I'll take some juice.
What kind of juice?
Let's see.
What kind do you want?
It's actually the blood of animals.
It's lychee fruit juice.
Oh. I haven't had that in a while.
I'll take some lychee fruit juice.
Yeah. He pours you some cups of juice.
And rum.
She's delicious.
Can Moi have some too?
Moi?
Skybuy.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen a Sky Bison before?
I haven't seen this one.
Ever smelled a Sky Bison before?
I have done that.
It's not the best thing to do.
No. 4 out of 10. Yeah.
Well, your Sky Bison is welcome to some juice.
Thank
you. Probably go and get her and actually find her a place. Do you guys have stables? Well, you must have stables. Do you mind if our Sky Bison stays in a stable? Well, her Sky Bison. It's not my Sky Bison. Or her friend. It's not even her Sky Bison.
I suppose that would... Well,
I have already drained the mug.
He has too.
I've just been sipping mine.
Maybe you'd better tell me exactly why you're here. And then we could get into your hospitality arrangements.
Sure. That's pretty much it. The business in Feiyu. We're really concerned that somebody might be ordering the Dai Li to do some very unsavory things. Certainly out of their jurisdiction.
You think it might be me?
No, I don't think it might be you. I just think that you might want to know about it.
We also wonder, if there have been any Dai Li agents that have quit at some point recently, or have disappeared, or...
Or maybe this was an old assignment that's carried over without your knowledge.
So, you were asking a difficult and complicated question, unfortunately.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I assume you all know about the Earth Queen?
Yes.
Well...
Yes.
The dead old lady? Yeah.
Oh, I feel...
That's not nice.
No, it really isn't.
I feel bad about being an airbender now.
That's rough, buddy.
He was evil. Asks that you show more respect for our nobility, particularly while you're standing in the palace.
The deceased, can we say bad things? Then?
Can we say bad things about she who must not be named?
No!
Please
never speak ill of the dead! And then I just kind of tap him on the head.
Are you talking about Kuvera?
She's not...
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Earth Queen. Oh my goodness.
No.
Say whatever you want about Kuvera.
She's a bitch.
I know I have. Well, yes, things were plunged into chaos for a while there, and when Kuvera came to... forcibly annex Ba Sing Se. Some of the Dai Li agents at the time felt it was better if their activities not be made public.
Mm-hmm.
So when Kuvira took over, the Dai Li destroyed all of their records. And then scattered. It wasn't until recently, with the re-coronation of Prince Wu, that we've started to come back together.
So I guess you've been appointed the new leader?
I am.
When did that happen? And who were you beforehand? Rather, what did you do before the Dai Li?
Oh, I've been with the Dai Li for some time.
Just as an agent?
Yes. Before that, many years ago, I was a laborer. Hauled earth.
I'm smiling, because it sounds kind of cool to think of a Dai Li, like, using their Dai Li powers to haul the earth.
So, unfortunately, I would have to rely on my memory. Obviously, there was no standing orders to take down Fei Yu at that time, because Fei Yu was a little hamlet. I mean, they smelted metal there, but that was about it.
So then maybe this is a relatively new thing. Maybe somebody's giving them orders without your without your permission.
Or it's some of the Dai Li agents have not returned here.
Yeah. Could be going rogue.
What if they thought the war was still going?
Oh yeah, that's true. Kinda has really only been a short time. Not everybody must know that the war's over.
Well, it's been over radios and newspapers.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't... Do portable radios exist? Like, battery-powered ones?
No, but, like, most cities have at least one radio.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I figure the Dai Li probably don't spend their time listening to the radio.
Besides, if they were hiding out in, like, a smaller town, there wouldn't be a radio.
So which war are you referring to that isn't over?
Oh, it is over.
But the thing is that certain people may not know that it's over. And that's something that's kind of a concern.
The Kuvira thing.
Kuvira against Republic City? Why would that make them attack Fei Yu?
I don't know.
Well, perhaps they think that they are manufacturing weapons for Kuvira.
Sounds a little far-fetched to me. No offense to you, my airbending friend.
But could there be a group of Dai Li agents that have not returned here that could be doing things elsewhere?
I suppose it's possible.
Could there be some Dai Li agents who don't listen to you and are corrupt and listen to other people?
I don't want to say that I can't control my own people, but I suppose I can't rule it out.
Because they're sneaky. Scary.
Other than you and Prince
Wu, they're practicing being sneaky.
Who might control the Dai Li?
Control the Dai Li. Well, Magister Mako, perhaps. He usually speaks with the authority of Wu. Other than that, I know when some of the Dai Li scattered, they went to various noble houses, the people trying to protect the old ways. Let's see. Perhaps, Fu Han. Although, I don't know what he would get out of attacking Fei Yu.
Who's Fu Han?
I'm assuming
a
noble.
Deeply involved in politics, are you?
No, not really. I'm not from here.
I'm from here. I'm not deeply involved in politics.
He's running for president in the United Republic.
Was that announced to us before?
Yes. It was on the radio.
Shit. See what I mean?
Well, he's an old Earth Kingdom noble. He's technically not even eligible. Which is a bit of a stumbling block, if you ask me, but...
Are there any nobles that are supposed to control, like, the lands or that Feyu would be in or near?
Oof. Well, no. In that instance, a town like that would be controlled by the governor. The old governor of Feyu was Wei Fang.
Would anyone of the Dai Li do something if she had declared Feiyu a sovereign state?
In the old days, that's certainly the sort of thing that the Dai Li would be called in to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
All this drink is making me hungry. Anyone else fancy some barbecue?
I don't think the airbenders would be much into that, unless you barbecue baby corn.
That's the biggest waste I've ever heard.
Yeah.
We eat more than baby corn.
You can barbecue cabbage as well. Have you ever had barbecued cabbage?
And, like, water chestnuts.
Now that sounds disgusting.
Thank you, I'm not hungry anymore. Well, actually, I still am. But I guess we should finish this first.
So, let's see. Out of character, let's talk about something. So, one thing that strikes me as odd about this guy is that he seems like he's trying to misdirect us with things like food and drink. Alternatively, he seems like he's an incompetent boob who is only concerned with the luxuries of the palace.
Or he could just be trying to be a good host.
Yeah, he could just be
and just happens to have a lot of food and drink right now.
Yeah.
And
he's setting up for a thing.
Food is like a thing.
Food is a thing, you're right.
Like food. Food is definitely a thing.
Alright, so
like,
am I
like,
the...
You, like, it's like a place to gather, it's a place to eat, it's family, it's like, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're just making fun of you.
Food is culturally important.
Yeah, I know.
I think is yes. What a thing translates to.
Yes. We
were aware of that. We were just being assholes.
Okay, thank you.
We got it, but we didn't want it.
Nice to hear you.
Alright, so I guess my suspicions are unfounded. I wanted to bring it out of character for a second because I figured that maybe we should have a discussion about this and
you can have that discussion when you leave his company in character.
Uh-huh.
Like you're playing a role.
Almost like this is some sort of playing roles game.
Well, is there any other questions I can help you with?
What are you setting up for?
Jade Flower and the Songbenders.
Songbenders?
What?
You haven't heard of them? I suppose they're a new band, but they've been taking the city by storm.
You're supposed to be head of, like, security, not parties.
The Dai Li, the guardians of culture. And I guess a popular band constitutes culture. Also, to be honest, things are kind of a mess. So we all just pitch in where we can.
The Guardians of Culture.
That's what they're called.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Actually,
the
Dino is
supposed to be
sense.
The culture police. They're supposed to protect the cultural heritage of the Earth Kingdom.
which means, you know, make sure nothing changes.
Well, that's only, that's a very right wing.
Never evolve.
They were in fact founded in response to a revolution similar to the one that happened after the Earth Queen died, where basically there was a peasant uprising and they were destroying all the art and architecture and massive looting.
Yeah, and like the king at the time is like, protect my shit, Avatar.
Huh. Yeah, then, formed by an Avatar.
Yeah.
Yes, Kiyoshi created
Kiyoshi the Dai
Li. I thought that. Oh, that's right. I recall now. Okay. Yeah, we're talking about that in
good job,
the series.
Kiyoshi.
Hmm. Yeah, thanks, nerd.
A++, Kiyoshi. Although she did rip, like, a peninsula off to its own island, so that was cool.
Did you want tickets?
Can we get tickets?
I'm assuming he's offering.
Yes?
I suppose I could get you in. You know, we've had a drink together. We're practically best friends.
Alright!
What kind of music do they play? Like the stuff over in Republic City?
They're kind of strange. Some sort of brass band, but their whole gimmick, though they call themselves the Songbenders, but they really only got one. He's some sort of bender who manipulates the sound.
That sounds like up this guy's alley.
I hear it's quite unique.
Yeah. That must be really cool. Talina,
oh,
I thought you'd be really
you
interested
fuck
in that.
With it.
No. Talina would love to see that. Galoon, sounds your whole thing. You love listening to things. And not
yes.
listening to things.
Yep. No, I'll go. I never declined.
Hmm. It's gonna be a fun time.
Well, just remember, it is going to be a dressy occasion. You know. Really, all the nobility is going to be there.
Oh my. What are they wearing these days?
I can't say I really know. One of the perks of being Dai Li. This is suited for every occasion.
Oh, so you don't have, like, dressy Dai Li uniforms? I almost said costumes, but that's the right word.
The dressy Dai Li costumes would probably still be the same Dai Li costumes.
Yeah.
Costumes? Uniforms. I did say costumes accidentally.
You really did!
They're only costumes if we're fake. Which I'm not.
Yes.
I'm a real Dai Li agent. Back to head of the Dai Li. How about that?
So how does one become a Dai Li agent?
Do you have to be an Earthbender?
Yes, I'm afraid that's a requirement. Also, I don't know that it's written down anywhere. Why are you interested?
I'm curious. It might help us in our investigation.
Oh,
I don't know how they get trained and stuff. Yeah, go ahead. What?
Candidates are selected by the head of the Dai Li, and they go through training, and then there's a final test, and then we present them to the Earth King for final approval.
Anyways, I have an out-of-character question.
Yes.
One, wasn't that snake adorable? Two,
and no, that's gross.
No, it isn't. Why? A snake drinking one? It's so cute. Anyways.
It had a second fucking head.
So it's got two heads, whatever.
That's only
adorable.
Anyways,
what was your second thing?
The second thing is that newspaper picture that we got taken of us, did they also have the so-called, quote-unquote, so-called Dai Li agents?
Oh yeah, looking down in shame? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Do we have that with us?
Do you?
Yes.
I've been showing
it off
newspaper.
To everyone, so yeah, I probably
Oh, yeah,
would.
That's true.
Sekfile
showed it off to everyone.
Yeah, that's true. Sekfile probably saved a clipping. Sure.
Okay, because we were talking about, you know, costumes versus uniforms, and I'm wondering if we could tell what's what. You know,
if it's
if
costumes
any
or uniforms, or if perhaps he recognized the faces.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I completely forgot that Sekva had that picture.
Well, I did a thing. I did a good thing.
Yes, you sprayed flaming oil onto people, but it's okay because they had parachutes.
Does that mean we're going to end this with a murder-suicide?
Probably.
Oh, God. But it's okay because they had parachutes.
No, they didn't have any parachutes after.
Oh, that's true.
Mm.
There needs to be, like, a recut of the first season of The Legend of Korra, where every time it's very obvious that something has been destroyed and somebody is going to die, there's even more parachutes put down. Like, there's a lot of stuff they kind of don't point out people are dying in.
Yeah, there's so many things.
Hmm.
So you're going to suggest that in character to Sekva, because she's not going to think of it?
Yeah, no, yes. I'm not going to think of it.
Snakes are so cute when they drink water.
It was really cute. I thought it was cute. Nick's just wrong. So
it has a second head. It's gross.
So what? No, it
it's
isn't.
It's not gross. There's nothing gross about having
it's
a second
head. Poker Man Guy is gross!
No, he's adorable.
He has two heads!
I specifically said second heads are only acceptable on ogres. Speaking of which, he's coming to Heroes of the Storm.
Is he?
McGee? Oh, okay.
He's an announced character, but... Oh, there's like 10 announced characters on the wiki who aren't in yet.
Play no Heroes of the Storm. Listeners, I was about to say readers, wow. They...
Well, I mean, they do read a bit, I'm sure, before they actually click the play button.
Yes. Like, the synopsis.
Okay, Dalune suggests it. Sekva takes out her news clipping.
Roll it's a good suggestion.
Roll initiative. No.
I
yes. Gao murders all of you.
Does he suffocate us with his belly?
Sure.
Yes, we
human,
took, we
why have you come
guys?
To my lair? I've come to take all your gold. What, you think this is some kind of game? Roll initiative.
He investigates. He looks carefully at the newspaper clipping. Well, I don't recognize these two, but I know this man with the tire mark on his head.
Huh.
That's... He got run over.
Yeah, that's key. He was a, he was an agent, a senior agent, in fact.
Is there a name to go with that?
Key.
Oh, Key.
Yeah, it's Key.
Key.
K-I. You know, like Dragon Ball Z.
C-H-I.
QI.
I was just half quite listening, like always, so.
QUI.
Yeah, like how the French spell it. Is it French? Key?
Okay.
Well, Quiche is QUICHE.
Quitchy. That's Quitchy.
Oh, it's just so much fun seeing little old Asian women try to say Quiche.
What do they say?
They say, like, queechy, or, like, just a bunch of weird things.
Ah, queechy.
I also love when people say provolone.
Provolone.
Provolone kind of sounds like a Bugs Bunny type thing. Like, you would have said it like that.
Mm-hmm. What's up with sarsaparilla?
Sarsaparilla.
Is it some sort of disease?
It's sarsaparilla.
So, do you know where he went after everyone went everywhere?
Well, he was always, let's be generous and call him, a survivor? An opportunist? I have no doubt he found the shiniest, brightest star he could find and latched himself to that.
Hmm. Bloodsucker?
Well, I wonder if there's like a magazine. Yeah, you know, like Rising Stars in the Earth Kingdom.
No, go make it.
Well, there's only two rising stars right now. There's Prince Wu, And
Prince Moon is hot bodyguard, huh? Because he's a firebender.
Oh, I thought you meant that he's attractive. I mean, he is a very nice-looking young man, and single, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Although he used to date the Avatar. I don't
want to
risk.
I heard that she went les, so.
She's got really big
arms.
They're
just good friends.
She's got really big arms.
Who does? The Avatar?
The Avatar.
Oh,
I saw
like
her
Michelle
once.
Obama?
I think she works out.
Well, yes, I suspect.
I believe she beats people with elements.
And, you know, the whole it's martial arts thing.
But I beat people with elements, and I don't work out.
Well,
yeah, you
beat people with elephants. You'd probably be a lot more muscular.
Maybe if
what's an elephant?
Were built.
Oh, it's like one half of an elephant hawk.
For some reason, I just imagine they like a full-sized elephant with hawk-sized wings on their back, and they can't fly.
They're very inefficient creatures.
Weird, but okay.
Hmm.
Well, is there anything else that I can help you with?
Well, I mean, if he's the kind of guy who would attach himself to the brightest shining star in the Earth Kingdom, I guess the next question would be, who might that be?
Prince Wu? Fu Hong? Maybe Wu Mei Lan, in terms of, I guess, potential political power.
Are they all going to be at this concert tonight?
Well, I don't know about Fu Hong. He's been residing in Republic City, but maybe he'll make an appearance. It is kind of the first big social event since everything got messy.
Since Prince Wu's coronation?
If you want to call it that.
So then we should show up and maybe we can find her and just, you know, ask her how things are going. Prince Wu says that she's kind of a delicate little thing.
Oh yeah, Wu Mei? Well, I met her once when she was very young. Very prim and proper.
My mom would like her. So, all right. Maybe we can run into her at the event. Smash cut.
Well, first we have to have a montage of us getting clothes.
Yeah, we do. You need a montage. What kind of currency does the Earth Kingdom use?
I'm sure they take Republic City money.
Probably. Well, it's not for a few days. Is there anything you want to do before then, or are you just going to...
The tour!
Oh yeah, the tour.
Tour!
Bako gives you a pretty incompetent tour of the palace, reciting what he thinks the tour guide said to him earlier.
God, they'll just hire anyone to be a tour guide. He doesn't even look Earth Kingdom.
I'm pretty sure this wing was built in flip.
The past?
I think that says Iron Era? I don't know what that means.
Let's just say this was built in the past.
Yeah, all of this was built in the past.
Wow, they're so advanced
in the tour.
Past.
We're on the tour, aren't we?
Yes, you're on the tour.
Are there any spirits I can play with?
The listeners can't see, but I explained that I need to be right back. Cause...
Right, and thankfully you did it discreetly without any interruption until you came back and you were like, "Hey, everybody!
Oh,
I
was getting a drink!
You don't want me to cough, do you?"
So we're having the tour, and I was actually just about to pipe up, "Ooh, after this, maybe we should go see Dalun's parents. Y'all met my parents."
Who's we?
Literally all of us, including Mako. He seems really bored.
He might
maybe
have
we
to
could.
Do things.
I probably have official duties.
No.
Just I'd love to meet, it was Dalun, right?
Yes.
Dalun's parents?
Yes.
I was just being nice.
Right. Well, thank you for the invitation. This concludes our tour, probably. If you'd like to go again, you should probably talk to an actual tour guide.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry you got suckered into this.
Yeah. Somehow I work for Wu now. Yeah, not quite clear on how that happened, but now it's my life.
Sorry about that.
I give him kind of like a wan smile, like, yeah. Oh, see you at the concert!
Wait, what?
Are you going to the concert?
Well, I'm going to the concert. Why are you going to the concert?
Official Republic City business.
We have tickets.
Black Jade and the Songbenders are official Republic City business.
Uh-huh. Problem? I'm
going back to the throne room.
Hi! Okay, sorry!
Sorry your boss is telling you to do weird things.
Like hang out with us.
We're pretty weird.
No one deserves that.
He returns to the throne room.
I would argue that with the exception of Sekhba, we all do.
So are we going to go meet Delune's parents now?
Well, I'm not going to invite myself along.
You guys can come.
Yay!
You sound so happy about that.
Might as well show them who I work with.
Your co-workers?
Yes.
Since you don't have friends.
Correct.
So, yep.
Yep.
I pointed out.
Yep, indeed.
Okay. Is there anywhere that can actually land? Or
I completely missed because I've never seen it from the sky.
Yeah. There's like a narrow street.
What is this place?
Just land way, way in.
I believe this is Ba Sing Se.
Doesn't look like it from up here.
Pretty sure it's Ba Sing Se.
Now, this is some weird.
Like, 99% sure.
And then when we land. Oh, yeah, you're right. Boston said.
So, should I go right there? Right there?
Go wherever she fits. If
okay.
She fits, she sits.
Oh, yeah.
That is actually, yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty much how Mui Mui's been operating.
Mui Mui kind of wedges like herself in the street. Sato mobiles start rolling up and honking.
We might want to get off of her and have her, I don't know, circle the place or land someplace farther with more room.
But she wouldn't be able to meet Dylan's parents.
Maybe we follow us and she could land on their roof? I don't know.
No.
She kind of steps around a Sato mobile, rubbing her belly on the roof. Trying to get to Daloon's house.
Is that your house?
Yes, I point to... Which one did you point to? Was it mine?
No, she pointed to everyone else's.
Oh, then no.
She somehow pointed to the palace.
Wei kind of bonks it with her head.
Please don't do that, Wei. I'm going to knock on the door.
Okay. After a short time, your father answers. He seems diminished from the last time you've seen him. Thinner, smaller, just kind of an air of worry around him. Wow, you went really dark right away.
That's lupus.
AIDS.
Jesus Christ.
From all the gay sex he has.
Someone remind me why I do this.
Because we're beautiful?
Because you love us? Or at least you love me, because you married me.
Tolerate.
I should have married Kevin, now that it's legal.
Mm.
Is it legal in Rhode Island now?
Oh, yes. It's super legal.
Okay. It's been that way since August.
Yes, yep. But can you also smoke a joint at the abortion plex?
Only if you have a prescription.
Prescription abortion plex.
No, you don't need a prescription for the abortion plex. $7 billion abortion plex.
Jeez.
That's the state's budget for a year.
I should just lay down and rethink my life. Okay. He throws his arms around you, hugs you tight. My boy!
Yeah, that's me. Father. Dad.
And his name is...
I'm assuming Father. His name is Dad.
Father.
There's a rabbit down there.
Is there a rabbit out there?
Ooh, rabbits are kind of cute. Not as cute as that snake, though.
No, you're gross. What's his name, Daloon?
That is big, fat rabbit.
I don't know.
Make one up?
That's how this works.
Okay,
I'm guessing Lee.
There's a million Chinese leads. Male name. Chinese name generator.
Whoa. How about...
Get male names. I don't like any of those.
Okay.
I like the idea of Lan Po. Just because it sounds like it would be your dad. Po as his son.
No, nope,
Po,
Zhang.
Son of Lan Po.
I'm going with Zhang.
Zhang?
T-Z-E-N-G.
Oh, Zhang.
Zhang.
Zhang Song.
Zhang.
Is your last name Song?
No.
No, it's a character from Mortal Kombat. Zhang Song. Fa! My boy is home! You hear a Po? And she comes running out.
Ugh.
Daloon.
No, it's the other one. Hello, Mom. It's good to see you again.
She gives you a quick hug. What are you doing here? And what's that big white monster?
That's an air bison. I'm here in Bossing
State. You've got your own bison now.
No, that's not so important. That's not my bison, but that.
But
that's
you're getting
her
your own
bison.
Bison.
If I wanted my own bison, I could have my own bison. Yes, but I don't. Look,
you're
I have these
much
tattoos.
Good with animals. I remember when we got you that hamster fur.
But you're tattooed.
I think I am. I got 2 levels in airbending. Damn it.
You know, Jinora has like 5, right?
Well,
I think 3 was like 3. The master.
Yes.
Yeah.
3
yeah.
is considered a master level, yes.
So you don't have your tats yet?
No,
you don't even have your tats, goddammit.
I don't have 3 tats, but let's be honest. Jinora had an air of nepotism about her.
She can transport herself into the spirit realm at will.
Nepotism.
At will.
Now I'm just imagining like air temple politics. There's nepotism.
It totally is though.
Yeah.
Nepotism
why
in
have
this order of familial monks?
Why has that one family received the most training of anybody?
Yeah.
God, it's almost like they were born airbenders.
Fuckers.
Milo's airbending master.
I'd call them little bastards, but they're not.
Milo has already come up with a technique that he can contribute to the airbending culture.
Yeah, it's called farting.
Well, come in. I don't know what we're going to do with your bison.
But no, seriously, I must have like a tattoo. Maybe not 3.
And they're not incremental. You
yeah, that's not how it works.
Damn it!
Get all or none.
You notice how Jinora didn't have any, and then she got them all.
Maybe Duel yeah, has a tramp stamp. That's an arrow.
Yeah. I created new art.
Just got drunk and got that. Like, that's
I've created new art.
It's actually an arrow that's really a butterfly.
Yeah, well, screw Tenzin.
And his nepotism?
Yes. Yep. So far, Janora is the only master other than Tenzin. She's the only new airbending master.
Homeschooled little bastards.
They'll be socially maladjusted forever.
Yes, they will. Like Will Smith's children.
I don't know. The middle one, whose name I conveniently never remember.
No, he's the older one. Because he never did any of that. He's like Iki? A decade older than the other two.
Are you talking about Iki?
I was talking about Iki, yes.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the older one.
Jason.
Who's completely normal.
Will.
He's like a decade older than both of them.
I'm confused. What are we talking about anymore?
Kev is talking about Will Smith's children. I'm talking for about Tenzin's.
I wasn't talking at all.
I'm talking about Will Smith's children.
Yes.
Trey is his name. Oh, okay, he's 22. So
she brings Dalune inside. Are the rest of you coming in?
I'd be invited. With vampires. If I'm going to be a blood-sucking leech on his family, I at least want
to
be invited.
Well, I'm going to introduce the rest of them to my parents and say,
do so.
Mother, father, these are the people I currently work with. There's that one. The other one.
Soma and Zahar.
And
I'm just giving him a dirty look.
The young girl.
I at least thought you would get that one.
No. No, I remember all your names and character, but I'm so bad. I'm on painkillers right now, okay?
Are they prescription?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've established what you can get with a prescription in Rhode Island.
So, so anyway, once Dalune fails at his introductions, I'm just going to step forward and be like, I'm Soma. This is Zahar and Sekhfa. Sekhfa is one of Dalune's partners at the Air Temple. She does have the bison.
That's Mumui.
But you're all airbenders, right?
No.
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 Said that you work.
I am.
Well, Sekhfa.
We're working for President Raiko. But...
My son's working for the president. That's almost as good as working for the Earth King.
Do they have a picture at the house of the Earth Queen?
Right now? Oh, they do. Yeah, they in memorial, and then Prince Wu next to it.
We are actually currently working in conjunction with Prince Wu on a case.
On a case? You sound like a detective now.
Well,
that's
we
a bit
do,
of a stretch.
Yeah, we take care of problems that pop up. But yes, we met with Prince Wu just today.
Wow.
And the head of the Dai Li.
So are you enjoying showing off to your parents?
Yes.
Did you take the tour? We took the tour. It was great.
Ah, yes. We took...
We had a special
reasonable
tour.
Facsimile of the tour.
Yeah, we... By,
Majesty Mako.
Yeah.
Prince Wu was very
nice
own assistant.
Firebender boy.
Mm-hmm.
He gives the tour himself.
He didn't really know anything about
it. So handsome. Did you know he used to date the Avatar?
He has really big arms.
I haven't seen them in person to verify.
The arms of the Avatar?
Yes.
Well, you've probably seen pictures of her in the newspaper all the time.
I was part of the,
assume I read the newspaper.
One of many announcements that involved her, because I live in Rhode
City.
There's
probably a statue of her, but they make her arms look even bigger.
There is. In, like,
yeah, it's near Air Temple Island, isn't it?
No,
yeah,
it's in the park.
Yeah, it's in the park. The park was, like, named after her or something.
Yes.
Yeah, Avatar Park.
Ouch, you have to share it with all the avatars.
Well, yeah. There's a statue of her, so...
They're all the same person.
They're not.
Ish.
They just all inherited Rava. And you can see why that bunny's fat. Still eating.
Well, that's like the biggest bunny I've seen around here.
Auntie, Uncle, do you know where Mumue can stay? I don't think you want her to keep doing that.
Well, there's a big zoo just past the outer ring. They might know how to take care of one of those.
That's really far away.
Well, what do you normally do with it?
Land on the roof?
Don't think our roof can take that.
And the fields?
I don't think there's any fields.
The only fields are outside the outer ring. I mean, there's some parks and such in the inner ring.
I don't know.
Well, we could take her to a park in the inner ring and we can ride my bike back.
Or walk, like everyone else.
That'll be so
slow.
Oh.
But Daloon can show us around.
I don't know the inner ring.
Outer ring?
I don't know the outer ring.
Middle ring?
I don't want to leave her alone for too long.
Well, she can't fit here. We could take her to that zoo. She'd have other animals around.
What if they try to keep her there? Oh, wait, she can just fly out. No, it's fine. She can just fly out.
But what if they tie her down?
Why would they tie her down at a zoo?
I don't know.
Maybe because it's a bad zoo. But no, we don't have a bad zoo. It's a great zoo.
They're all in cement cages like they are in nature.
Yep. Exactly like nature.
Either or you could have her just a circle in the air.
Would that be okay with you, Momoi?
That's in a different thing.
Well, we'll only be here for a little bit.
Don't say that in front of my mom. Aww.
Oh, okay.
She takes flight.
Ma?
So, well, will you and your friends be staying for dinner?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I say, looking at the rest of my...
Apparently we're staying for dinner.
Yes.
Well, excellent. Come in, come in. I'm going to have to hear all about your adventures.
Well, we can't tell you everything, of course.
Why not?
Because some of
it's secret political stuff.
Yeah. Especially the stuff we're working on right now.
We caught some bad guy the agents, and I will show her the article.
That was us.
Yep.
My son was in the paper. It's amazing.
Yes. It was the paper in Feiyu, but yes.
Kind of just slowly never gaining popularity. Fate. Really?
It's a place.
Ba Sing Se is kind of a microcosm.
What are you whispering about over there?
Nothing.
What is that?
No, your mother doesn't like whispers.
Not upset your mother.
Oh, if you guys are DeLune's parents, then we ran into Poe.
This is clearly alarming and interesting information.
Yes.
What? Where is he?
He's in Republic City. He managed to find me there.
Yeah, he's, actually, he would have come with us now, but he's attending a tryout for a probending team. He helped us in Feiyu. If it weren't for him, we actually probably wouldn't have been able to all get out in one piece.
Yes, I'm curious. What did he tell you when he left here?
He didn't tell us anything.
Really?
He was just gone.
Wow. Was he acting suspicious at all beforehand?
No, I don't know. He seemed okay. Kind of broody and moody and defensive like he usually is.
Is he usually like that? I don't remember him being like that.
To be fair, you haven't seen him in a few years.
That's true.
Yeah,
Actually, you know what? We can talk about this later. More in private. It's more of a family thing.
I thought these people were your friends.
They are, but they're not my family. Except for that one, kind of. Kind of.
Huh?
He points to you, Sekva.
Yeah.
No, he actually points to Moi Moi.
Yeah.
The airbenders are, in some ways, one large family.
Did I say something? Yeah, I said something awkward, didn't I?
That's what you usually do.
I'm trying to get better about it.
Yeah. Fog goes back into the kitchen and does her best to make food for a bunch of people she wasn't expecting.
I ask if she needs help.
Nope, she cries into it.
That's how you get the nice salty taste.
Good.
Nah, she's an Earth Kingdom woman. She's used to being bossed around.
Yeah, I ask her if she needs any help.
That would be lovely.
I help her make food. I'm not very good at it.
Okay.
I fix her oven.
She's growing up steaks and potatoes. Okay.
Awkward.
Within a few minutes, or like 10 minutes,
a million minutes.
She comes out. You've all gathered around the table. She lays out steak and potatoes in front of each of you.
I just kind of look back and forth between Tilum and Sekma as the plates are put in front of them, just like,
I'm going to start picking up the potatoes.
They were cooked in blood. No.
I have a plan. I'm going to pull out my jug and say, "Hey, since we're finally meeting DeLune's family, who would like to celebrate with a drink? This is official Southern Water Tribe moonshine."
I can't say that I've ever had that. I've been wanting to try.
I can't say I want it.
So it's incredibly strong.
Yeah,
like,
I'll give her like a tiny little
car that might be weaker. I'm not car, my bike that might be weaker.
I pull aside like one of the tiny little teacups that they use and fill it like a quarter of the way and present it to his parents.
Yeah, his dad, Song, takes it like a shot.
Oh.
I take a swig from the bottle and it's like, are you alright?
It's usable as motor fuel.
Well, if you want to ruin the engine, yes.
You ever heard of a boomer?
No.
Well, down in the Southern Water Tribe, we had to find a way to travel quickly across snow. So the inventor, Varric, he came up with these things called voomers. And the way he designed them, you can use the moonshine as fuel for it.
And like Varric, he couldn't resist putting his name in its name.
So who's Varric?
He's a really famous inventor.
And he's not known around these parts.
Hmm.
Earth Kingdom has their own inventors.
Hmm.
Yeah, they invent 100 new ways to move rocks.
Yes. I always think that they were more of a cultural kind of place. A lot of the statues and architecture I've been seeing are really nice. Very square.
I especially like the use of many columns and windows.
Hmm. And windows that have columns in them.
Yes.
Those metal columns?
Those are just bars. Yeah.
They just kind of eat their steaks and let you guys ramble as much as you like.
And then I'm going to, somewhere throughout the meal, discreetly take Sekhfa's steak away from her and say, it's okay.
Thank you.
Dylan can fend for himself. It's his parents.
Yeah, Dylan can figure it out. I cut it in half and just kind of offer some to Zahara, like, huh?
Dylan, you're not eating your steak. Is it okay?
Well,
did you cook his steak enough?
No, we airbenders eat a strictly vegetarian diet.
This nonsense again. I remember this guy when he was 8 years old found out where meat comes from. He's never going to eat meat again. Never, ever.
Well, I did, of course.
Uh-huh.
But now it's part of my way of life, okay?
He doesn't really have a choice in the matter.
Right. I'm sure this time it's going to last.
Yes.
She puts another steak on your plate.
Like, just a second one flopped on top of the first one. Makes a sandwich out of it and bacon.
Well, if you don't want to eat what your mother made, then you can go to bed hungry.
He ate the potatoes.
Yeah, there's other parts to this meal.
I immediately just kind of, I just, in the course of the conversation, take the steak out in front of Dylan and start eating it.
Oh, you're gonna get fat.
Meat's good for me.
Well, thank you for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're quite welcome. Any friend of Daloon's is welcome here.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Mm.
I bow. Hey, Dylan, you probably have some of your clothes here, but none of us really have formal clothes, so we're all going to go out and shop for some.
I don't think I've ever owned formal clothes.
But you probably have more clothes than your airbender clothing.
Well, I did bring some of my former clothes here, yes.
You also probably brought the bat suit.
Of course.
No, always wears the bat suit.
Why wouldn't I bring the bat suit?
It's always under his clothes.
Yeah.
It's under his other airbender flight suit.
He's like a Superman where he'll run to a telephone booth and rip off his old airbender clothes, and underneath will be his Batman one with the big hole in the chest.
Oh, I watched the Supergirl pilot today.
I see.
How was it?
It was basically the first look thing they had, because they showed everything in that. It was good. It doesn't come out for another 6 months, but it was leaked in, like, HD quality. So,
huh.
You watched it, and now you can't watch more until the next episode is leaked.
Yes. Tomorrow.
Hmm.
is quite good. I feel like they spent too much time talking about Superman without talking about Superman. Like, it's the show is not about him.
Oh, like your cousin is, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they actually ever said the word Superman. I don't know if that's a rights thing or what. Yeah. But yeah, they bring him up, I felt, way more than is necessary. Like, turns out the show's not about him.
It's about some kind of girl who is also super.
Needs 100% more penis.
None plus one is infinitely more.
Also, they made the bizarre decision to make Jimmy Olsen like an ebony god.
What?
He's taking all our white aliens.
He's a super like sexy black guy.
Oh, cool.
What? Not a ginger. Nerdy
not
ass
some pansy
head?
Ass. Yeah, nerdy ass ginger kid.
No.
So he is like a beefy black guy.
That.
We're talking like what? Idris Elba beefy or like.
No.
Okay.
But that's just so wrong.
Why?
Do you care? How much do you give a shit about the canon of Jimmy Olsen?
He had his own comic book.
Yeah, called Superman's Pal. He's not important. His comic book was about how he's friends with someone who's interesting.
Cheers. So yeah, DeLune, I'm giving you a chance to catch up with your family, and that way, you know, we won't be intruding on your personal matters.
Okay.
If you want, I can see if there's some dressier clothes that I can get you.
Yes, allow me to give you my measurements.
I take his measurements.
I already had them because I needed them for the flight suit.
Yep.
Okay. See? Useful.
And I kind of start ushering Zahar and Sekhva out.
Mm-hmm. I will call Whistle from one way.
Sorry, I'm talking about that fat bunny.
Yes, there's also a squirrel nearby. But they're both herbivores, they're just kind of chilling near each other.
They're both brown and furry.
I didn't think so. I thought squirrels were omnivores.
Maybe, I don't know. But he's not going to eat a bunny.
Probably, what if he had the opportunity? They don't seek out meat and hunt. Yeah.
They generally eat, like...
They probably eat bugs and shit.
Kidding, right? Squirrels hunt in packs. Everybody knows that.
I am familiar with Squirrel Girl, which, when is she going to get a show?
I thought she... Didn't they... Wasn't there, like, a... thing? No. I must have dreamed.
Squirrel Girl.
The squirrel is, like,
thing.
A couple feet from that bunny.
Yeah, she's a character in Marvel Heroes as well.
Well, Ant-Man is getting one, so who knows?
Okay.
But it's not Hank Pym.
No. So you're all going out to buy clothes, except DeLune,
who is a stateless Paris. Because this is the focal point of this scene.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the clothes.
Your parents are waiting expectantly.
DeLune episode!
So,
well, better go with them, No.
What's happening with your brother?
That's a good question. I wish I knew.
But he's safe. He's okay.
I hope.
What does that mean?
I don't know what he's gotten himself caught up in. He arrived in Republic City with, like, a giant bag of cash. A lot of cash. More than I've ever seen in my life. No, that's not true.
I've
scattered larger piles of money.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. I tried to question him about it, but he was, well, defensive. Shady and defensive about it.
he hasn't had any trouble there. He's got food. He's got a place to stay.
Well, I mean, he does temporarily. He's living on Air Temple Island with the Airbenders, who have been gracious enough to give him a place to stay.
Oh, he's not causing trouble, is he?
He's only causing a little trouble. He stays out ridiculously late every night, and like he's spending the money kind of recklessly. But my big question is where he got it from.
And you have no idea.
I have no idea. I wish I did. Like, I'm afraid he's gotten himself caught up with criminal elements.
Well, I guess I'd better go get him.
I'm not sure that's the best option. I don't know. I mean, I could try to trail him one night or some time. I don't know. This time he rather suspiciously... He was supposed to come with us, but he didn't because he claimed he had a tryout with some pro bending team.
That nonsense again.
Yeah, I doubt that's the truth.
Wait, he's working with you now?
Yes, we brought him to Feiyu with us, and he helped. He honestly helped.
Well, that's good, I suppose.
Hmm.
Finally got himself a proper job. Ish.
Ish. Well, it's a proper job.
Well,
it's a little odd, but pay's kind of inconsistent.
Not very good.
But, yeah, it's a job. Sanctioned by president.
I didn't vote for him.
You don't live in Republic City.
I don't know why he's sending you here poking around in Earth Kingdom business.
Because sometimes Earth Kingdom business and Republic City business intertwine.
I guess. I think they should mind their own business, or better yet, give us back our land.
Oh, your parents are real traditionalists.
Yeah. They do have the picture in memoriam.
Well, I'm talking about giving Republic City back to the Earth Kingdom.
Two ideas go hand in hand.
Not necessarily.
I thought that was one of the things the Earth Queen expressly said.
Hmm.
Yeah, but then Kuvira was trying to do it.
Jeez.
Anyways, I'm worried about him.
Well, I can either go there and get him, or you can take responsibility and look after him.
I'd prefer the latter, and I think he would as well. Like, he was being shifty and defensive, and maybe even a little curt and mad with me, but I think he would... rather I butt into his life than you.
And you're going to be able to handle this. You're terrible.
Yes.
Children. And people. Animals.
Yes, but I'm good at flying around and being quiet. I can find out what he's up to.
If you say so.
Also, you know people that might be able to help with that.
Yeah, maybe. Like, what's his face? Blaze. Is that his name?
I don't think you and Blaze are really on friendly terms.
He said next time make an appointment.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, maybe you could have Zahar go out with him.
No, Blaze. Break into his place again. I'm sure.
No, like, hey, he said make an appointment next time. He said next time make an appointment. So that means there's She's you open make an to appointment. Next time.
I want to break in this day.
Wait, can I be there to blast you in the chest?
Yeah, do you mind if I break into your office tonight? You know, it's kind of a short notice thing.
Well, are you going to be staying here tonight?
Well, we're certainly going to be staying in Bossing Say for the next good while. I'm certain I could stay with you.
What about your friends?
Hmm?
What about your friends?
I don't know. Do we have a room for all of them?
Well, there's a pose room. Maybe they can... Two girls can double up.
Well, I'm... Like, if necessary, they definitely can find their own place. We've managed before.
Well, if they need to stay here, they're welcome.
I shall tell them that.
We left your room how it was, mostly.
Oh, thank you.
Some of your mom's junk might be in there.
Oh.
All of your mom's junk is in there.
So what now?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we wait for them to turn.
And in a little while we do! With clothes!
We shop, we buy clothes.
Hey,
I tell Galoon he owes me money.
We also find lodgings.
I have money.
Decent ones, even. There's a bath.
Wow.
I know,
now,
right?
Galoon, I hope you like the color green. Because I got this green and tan number.
Oh, awesome. Excellent. That's only, you know, what everyone in the city wears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they even sell other colors.
They don't! I looked for like an hour and a half!
There's some darker browns.
If you somehow managed to find something that wasn't brown or green, I'd be shocked.
I'm so frustrated.
Or white.
This.
But what is white other than a really light
There's
brown?
There's some yellow, too. It's usually just an accent color, though.
So you said you found lodgings?
We're all set.
Yep, by magic. They divined it magically.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I actually do divination, because I'm not a bender.
Oh.
Non-benders can do divination.
I'm not a bender.
Then you can do divination.
You can be very spiritual without being a bender.
Yeah, I'm just like, who's his face? Drood.
I don't know what's happening in this conversation.
Isn't he a bender?
No.
No, he's an acolyte. That's
right. Yeah, he was a former acolyte.
And what? He does divination.
Apparently.
By Pigmouse.
Yep.
I feel like I've lost a plot.
So, I'm assuming we found some place to stay. Like, some sort of hotel or some
shit.
Yeah,
got that. Thank you. Well, I guess this is goodbye for now. You'll come back before you leave, right?
Of course.
He gives you a little bow. Respectful bow.
Huh.
Your mom hugs you.
I'm going to bow back to him. No, I'm going to bow back to her and hug him. There.
Okay.
He's really bad with people.
And you guys go retire to your hotel?
I guess so.
Okay. Feels like attention spans are short tonight and tangents are large, so I'm going to stop there. I will give you folks some experience. wants it.
Where is my pencil?
What?
Everybody can take 2 XP.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Okay, recorder is going off.
Good night, everybody.
Yes, good night.